The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Edward from Bellevue is. Edward, are you there?
I'm here.
Edward, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
I was.
Oh, yeah!
That's what's up, Edward. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Edward has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl this year, how many consecutive wins will that be?
3.
Correct. What fast food chain is selling cheeseburgers for just $1 this week?
McDonald's?
No.
Wendy's?
No.
Burger King?
Yes. What pop star recently announced a tour called the Lifetimes Tour?
Katy Perry.
Yes. The terms stale fish and mule kick are used in what sport?
Favorite activity, snowboarding.
Correct. Coffee originally came from what East African country?
Ethiopia.
Yes. How many points is a conversion kick worth in the game of rugby?
3?
No.
2.
Yes. The dog in the Sandlot is nicknamed the Beast, but what is his actual name?
Hercules.
Correct. The 2028 Olympics will happen in what U.S. city?
Los Angeles.
Correct. Which president is on the penny?
Lincoln.
Yes. How many minutes are in 7 hours?
Oh,
jeez.
420.
Yes! Edward, do you know what you got? You got a perfect 10. Yes!
That is right.
Woo!
That's my boy.
You know, it's really cold in the studios, but now I'm like feeling all of a sudden so hot, you know?
I am too.
Oh, man. Oh,
great.
Oh, Steve.
Do you feel the pressure?
Oh, I see it on Taryn's face. Yes, I do feel the pressure.
Because you feel a lot of pressure.
Pressure makes diamonds, brother. Because okay. The last time you gave that face, I ended up winning 9-8.
I don't think it's going to happen this time, but all we'll right. see. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl this year, how many consecutive wins will that be?
That would be 3.
Correct. What fast food chain is selling cheeseburgers for just $1 this week?
Is that Wendy's?
No.
Burger King.
Correct. What pop star recently announced a tour called the Lifetimes Tour?
It's Katy Perry.
Of course you know that.
The terms
stale fish and mule kick are used in what sport?
Stale fish and mule kick?
Yes.
The sport of making love.
No! A stale fish?
You never heard that saying?
Making?
Hey, she's like a stale fish over there.
Your poor wife.
They gave me the mule kick. I don't know. Soccer?
No.
Boxing?
No. Coffee originally came from what East African country?
Pass.
How many points is a conversion kick worth in the game of rugby?
2.
Correct.
Yes.
The dog in the Sandlot is nicknamed the Beast, but what is his actual name?
Hercules.
Yes. The 2028 Olympics will happen in what U.S. city?
Los Angeles.
Correct. Woo, Steve. I don't know what kind of love you're making, but you got 6 correct, which is a loss 10-6.
Yes.
Let's go, Edward.
Damn, Edward, a perfect 10.
Woo.
Perfect 10. Got one thing to say. All you do is win.
No matter what.
That's nice.
Yeah, you really couldn't even actually have beaten him.
Well, it's because you cheated. He had the whole cheat sheet thing. I still would have lost even if he got 3 wrong.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, never mind.
He knew, and because of the cheat sheet, the terms stale fish and mule kick are not for lovemaking. They are for snowboarding.
All right, that makes more sense. Yeah, yeah.
I guess. And he also knew coffee originally came from what East African country, which is Ethiopia.
Yeah, I was like, after our conversation about mule kicks, I'm like, I need to get through some questions. I do not know the answer to that one.
And two, you didn't get to which president is on the penny?
Lincoln.
Yes, and how many minutes are in 7 hours?
Pass.
Either way, if you got those right, you would have lost.
Yes. So.
Yesterday, a member of this show learned something about a sibling that completely rocked them. Something that many of us have had to deal with. So what is it? We're going to tell you after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, our girl Sarah learned something about her older brother. Sarah, what'd you learn?
Well, my precious brother has been dating a woman in North Carolina.
Okay.
For over a year now, and last night he broke the news that he is moving there. Yeah, you guys! He's moving across the country!
He is, so he...
Yes!
When's he moving?
Literally in 3 weeks.
Oh my gosh, that's a quick turnaround.
That's a very quick turnaround, because I guess he got a really good deal on a moving company on Monday.
Okay, I thought you were... Oh, wait, hold on a second. I thought you were going to say he got a good job.
No.
He got a good deal on an apartment.
No, Steve.
He got a good deal on a moving company, and that's the reason why he's leaving in 3 weeks? This is the most Joe thing ever.
This is the most Joe thing ever. Yes, last time we talked, he wasn't going to look into moving companies at least till February.
Uh-huh.
And so last night, I was like...
How much stuff does he even have?
He literally has one room of stuff.
I see him, every time I see him, he's wearing the exact same outfit.
No, he doesn't really have clothes.
He can probably fit everything in his car.
Yeah, he has, a TV, a bed, and a really big beanbag chair.
But, he's moving into her place, I'd imagine.
Yeah, so does he need any of that? No.
Well, he needs the beanbag chair, but he can fit that in the passenger seat.
That's true. That is most important.
So when was he breaking you down for a little while, or did he come right out with this information?
He was breaking me down for a while, and... It might have been, he took me out to breakfast one day and he told me that this might be a possibility. Of course, I kind of made a scene in the restaurant and started crying. He has no idea what to do with a crying sister.
I would get up, go to the bathroom and not return.
Yeah, I think he wanted to. So he's been slowly trying to say this might happen. But the last time we talked, he wasn't going to look into moving trucks till February.
Oh, but he had a good deal. That, he probably got it on Groupon.
Well, man.
It's like a sign.
Last night when he was like, so it's happening. I'm like, Joey, it's still January. What do you mean it's happening? He's like, I was looking around and couldn't pass up this deal.
It's those winter rates.
I guess so. And still a New Year's Eve rate, he said, which I'm like, I don't know if I believe that because we're almost a month past New Year's, Joe.
Jury's out if the stuff is ever actually going to get to North Carolina, though.
Right. It's like Chuck and Sons Moving Company.
That was my next question. I was like, did you look up the reviews for this place, dude?
It's like 3.5 stars. It's good.
It's fine.
My recommendation is that you, when it's time for him to actually drive over there, that you go with him it's a brother-sister road trip and you film the whole thing and we have a documentary on the other side of it.
I don't think either of us would survive that road trip.
So you're not happy, obviously.
No.
I'll be honest, dude. This is a big decision for him because there are times like I did the whole, not for a girl and I didn't have a good moving discount when I moved out here.
Did you do it for a job or something responsible?
Didn't have a job. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I just tried to get away from my family, really. But I remember like being. As the longer I was away from my family, like the more I kind of regretted it. Like at the end of the day, it all worked out great, and I'm very happy with the decision to live here. But there's still times where I'm like, man, I just kind of up and left my family, and like that's such a weird thing now. As I've gotten older, to realize I just kind of like just said deuces. And in those days, there was really no social media. My mom had to send me a prepaid calling card because I was so broke. Because otherwise, I would never have talked to them. And it's a tough decision. I'm sure we put zero time and effort into it. He's got a good discount. But you know what I mean? Like, that's a tough one.
Well, and for you too. Your whole family's still back on the East Coast.
And the older they get, the harder it is when, like, their health's not well. Like, it's been really tough, with my mom's thankfully doing better. But, like, I'm talking to my brother as much as possible and helping from here. But that's still not the same as being physically there for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I keep thinking, what if he has children? What if I have children? And that's where I'm like, where's Uncle Joey? Like, it's way easier to do a 20-minute car drive to drop your kid off rather than, like, a six-hour flight across country to be like, hey, watch my child or something.
I was so nervous when my dad's funeral, seeing my brothers, like, my nieces and nephews, because I'm just like, will they even remember me? It's been a minute. Like, you know, and I don't talk to them. Like, you know, when I see them, but it's just, like, not the same.
I know. So, yeah. So I'm going through it, you guys.
Well, we're here for you, Sarah.
I guess whatever makes him happy or whatever I'm supposed to say to be supportive.
Yeah, be happy for a guy who found a great deal from a moving company.
And he finally has a girlfriend, so that's good, I guess.
So if they get married, what if that...
Oh, Lord.
We'll have to revisit that another time.
Oh, no.
She has to cool down for
one thing at a time, please.
Former Seahawks coach Pete Carroll is now the coach for the Las Vegas Raiders. And after his press conference, many fans needed to share their opinion about this hire. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Pete Carroll was recently appointed the new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. He's 73 years old.
73 years young, baby.
That's exactly right, Steve. Going to be the oldest coach in the league.
Ever.
And he addressed his age during the press conference just a couple days ago.
Yeah, well, first off, I'm not real proud of wearing this number 73 on my back. You know,
Now, I'm not a Raiders fan, but I almost, if I was a Raiders fan, I would get a Raiders jersey with Carroll on the name and the number 73.
I would love that.
Right? Just kind of have fun with it. They should give out shirts. I'm no marketing director.
You sound like you are.
But I'm ready to help you, Las Vegas Raiders, for a low, low price of.
But that's not what fires me up. I don't care how old you are. And for anybody out there that's old and wants to know how you do it, you freaking battle every day. And you compete and you find your way to get better. Because we can get better and we can do more of things that are of value. And obviously I'm freaking jacked up. So that shouldn't surprise you. But
it still blows my mind that he's 73. He just doesn't sound it. He doesn't act it. He doesn't even look it.
He's just so bright and cheery. Well,
you freaking battle every day.
You freaking battle, Taryn.
So his age led to some sharing their feelings online. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
Yep, we found a few of these posts about Pete Carroll and sent them to our production director, Jason, and said, hey, reenact him however you want. Just to point out how stupid people get on social media. And there's a lot of stupid, especially when it involves sports.
Oh, the worst.
There are times where I'm on social media and I'm reading people arguing. And I'm like, what am I doing with my time? I have way better things to do than read two random people I don't even know argue about a team that I don't even care about.
It's a schoolyard game. Come on.
All right, here's the first comment.
Like, he's so old.
Oh. Okay.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Wow. You know, at some point, you're also going to be so old. It happens really quick.
Yeah, don't age shame.
I was talking to my buddies yesterday. He's almost 50. And I'm like, dude, one day I was in my 30s, and next thing you know, I'm 50. I don't know where the time went. Like, it's not like a slow burn. It just happens. Like, 1 minute, you're no longer the young person. And I'm sure that's how Pete feels.
Yeah.
Is that how you feel, too?
Sometimes.
I kid because I can.
We're going 17-0. I can't wait.
I think that might be a little exaggerated, even for someone who likes to exaggerate what the season's going to be like for the Seahawks. 17-0 seems like a tall order for Pete.
I mean, Steve, as the president of the Pete Carroll fan club, I think that you might agree with that.
Although they are, rumor has it, I saw some rumors about them like trying to make a bunch of trades so they could get up in the draft. So I think they're at number 6, but I think they're trying to get the top pick so they can get one of the quarterbacks. Crazy times.
What, are you saying Gardner Minshew's not good enough?
Let's check out our next comment about Pete Carroll.
LOL, what if it brings Russell Wilson to the team? I'll answer that for you. We will still suck.
That would be hilarious. I don't think that's going to happen, but that would be crazy.
Yeah.
At first, I was like, maybe it will, but I don't know. I'm starting to get the vibe that that's not where Pete's going to go.
I think those years are behind us.
Yeah, you might want to move on and try to find something new and fresh. Mm-hmm.
He's older than my grandpa, and we don't allow my grandpa to drive. But hey, let the old man run a pro football team, okay? Yeah.
They already took the keys away from poor grandpa.
Dude, I remember that moment when my mom and my uncle all had to sit down my grandpa before he passed away, obviously, about it's time for you to stop driving. And he's like, why? I'm a good driver. And I'm like, let's go outside and look at all the scratches on the side of your car from you not being able to get your car through the alleyway into your driveway at your house.
Oh.
And then he handed over the keys.
Oh, great. The man that's responsible for the biggest up in Super Bowl history is now our coach. Yay!
People will never forget.
They won't. Yeah, that's not, there's a lot of other factors that went into them losing that game. I mean, it's like there was another team. Tom Brady all of a sudden turned it on. The defense started getting more and more injured as the game went on. That's a whole other thing. But it's like, you can't like hold him responsible for one bad call.
No! I mean,
also took the team to two Super Bowls.
That's our Pete.
Well,
and
no
good
longer.
Luck to him.
That's the Raiders Pete.
A man was scammed in the most ridiculous way ever. We're going to tell you what's trending after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that many of you are just waking up. You're sipping down your coffee and you're trying to make sense of the world of pop culture. And there's a lot going on out there. So we're going to help you out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show. What's trending? Let's go.
A Georgia man is still seeking a refund after he ordered a drill online and he received a photo of a drill instead.
Have you seen the pictures of this? It's so funny, but I feel so bad for the guy because I would be the idiot that would be like, oh, it's like one of those websites like a Temu.
Yeah.
Or like a low budget, like DHgate or whatever they are. And you're like, oh, this is a great deal on a drill. It's only like $40.
So he got the picture of the drill. Then there were other incorrect items in his order. His name is Sylvester, and this is him talking about it.
All of these, this here from them, this is a picture of what they sent me.
And it's literally the picture of the drill and all the attachments to it. And it's just a picture, a photocopy of a picture.
I paid $22.97 for a pressure washer, and this is what I get.
What even is that?
This is a screw. It's a wrench to screw the screw out the wall with.
This is basically like the attachment for like a screwdriver when you can like kind of interchange them.
Yeah.
It's just that piece, that little piece.
This is not good. This is real bad. You know, all this is bad. You know what I mean? Don't scam nobody. So I just don't like to get scammed because, you know, if you spend your money, you want to get what you paid for.
Very wise words.
Poor Sylvester.
It makes me think of, remember back in the day when eBay was more of like the wild, wild west and people were buying like video game systems and people were like, I got a Nintendo for $20 and then they get the Nintendo and it's just the box with like a brick inside of it.
So bad.
And it's like, oh man, that sucks.
People are mean.
This sucks. As someone who grew up, you know, Gen Xers, I think we'll all agree. Like we grew up on MTV. We grew up watching Headbangers Ball. We also grew up watching like 120 Minutes and all those shows. And that really did mold my taste in music. And one of the guys that really helped, like Ricky Rackman with Headbangers Ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was Matt Pinfield for 120 Minutes. And he suffered a massive stroke earlier this month. And his daughter has filed for temporary conservatorship. There we go. Thank you. I'm going to get it. I got it. Because he's just not doing well. And man, I that just sucks.
It really sucks. Yeah. He's only 63. Hopefully I'd love to hear some good news out of this story, but this is just really sad.
An absolute musical encyclopedia. I would love watching. I mean, of course I love the music videos, but I really was like, I would get so excited when the song would end because I'm like, Matt's coming on. He's got some, him and then Kennedy also. That's another one.
I know you like to watch a lot of music documentaries. He would be pinged for just about everything because he's the guy. So
if you've seen a music documentary with like a bald guy that just knew a lot of stuff.
That's the guy.
Yep.
Jake and Logan Paul teased a big event on Max coming up March 27th. Many are thinking that they're going to maybe fight each other.
That'd be great, a fight to the death.
How do you feel about that?
As long as they both lose, I'm happy.
They say it's actually a reality show, not a boxing match. Some of these sources have uncovered that information. Logan recently returned to the WWE, and he is going to be in this year's Royal Rumble event, which goes down this Saturday.
As much as I hate it, I'm not a big Logan or Jake Paul. I don't care about either of them, but man, he is so good as a bad guy in the world of the WWE that the fans hate him, understandably so. At the last Monday Night Raw on Netflix, he comes out there, and it was just the crowd would not let him even speak. They were just booing him so much. I was like, this is amazing. Also amazing, I mean, Katy Perry's coming.
Yeah!
Right.
Okay, you already got your tickets.
July 21st, Danny and I are going, of course. It's a bromance. But I have to give her props, and it has nothing to do with like her music. She's thinking about people who don't want to stay up late for concerts, and I feel like more bands need to do what she's doing. She's been inspired by her daughter and started thinking about like people who have to go to concerts and then have to get up early for work or whatever it may be, and is adjusting the time that she does her concerts from the weekends to weekdays or different times. But she's like, I used to start after 9 o'clock. She's like, now my show started at 8:30.
I love that.
Which any amount helps. I think I saw like Jamie Lee Curtis recently said, I wish concerts would start at 1 p.m. And the older I get, the more I like that idea.
The Blue Plate Special.
She's like, I want to see Coldplay, but can they start at 1 p.m.?
Right. Bless Katy Perry. Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve? He currently has a record of 27 wins, 20 losses, and 4 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.